Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, March 29th. Canada's new climate plan was unveiled today. It aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions by about 40% below 2005 levels by 2030. The government says its overall climate plan includes $9.1 billion in new investments. The goal is to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau unveiled the plan in Vancouver today.
By 2030, at least 60% of all new personal cars sold will be ZEVs, and by 2035, every single new personal car sold in Canada will be zero emissions.
The government is promising $400 million for vehicle charging stations with the goal of adding 50,000 chargers to Canada's network. The plan says a Royal Bank analysis suggests a clean economy could create between 235,000 and 400,000 new jobs in Canada by 2030. By 2025, it says, clean tech's contribution to Canada's GDP could grow to $80 billion. The City of Owen Sound has released its report on council's pay and expenses for 2021. In all, more than $269,000 was spent on salaries, per diems, and expenses of Owen Sound councillors last year. That's down slightly from about $273,000 in 2020. Mayor Ian Boddy was the top earner with a salary of $56,760. Deputy Mayor Brian O'Leary took home just over $28,700, while all other Owen Sound councillors received $25,051 in remuneration in 2021. When it comes to expenses, Councillor Carol Merton had the highest bill at $1,318. Deputy Mayor Brian O'Leary charged the least for costs related to his work at $185. Grey Bruce OPP say multiple charges have been laid following an altercation in the town of South Bruce Peninsula. OPP say at about 2 Sunday morning, they responded to a report of a disturbance, though OPP have not said where in the municipality it happened. Officers arrested and charged a 24-year-old man from South Bruce Peninsula with assault, 3 counts of assaulting a peace officer and resisting arrest. Police note victims of domestic violence are not alone, and if you or someone you know is in need of support, there are local resources available. Kincardine is partnering up with Bruce Community Futures Development Corporation to launch a municipal housing survey. The municipality says the survey will be used to better understand local housing needs and inform the development of a housing action plan. Mayor Jerry Glover says, like many communities across Canada, they are dealing with an affordable and attainable housing crisis. He says home prices continue to soar and rental vacancies remain at an all-time low. Russia's military claims it will significantly cut back operations near Ukraine's capital as talks took place in Turkey aimed at ending the invasion that began more than a month ago. Russia's troops have been struggling recently to make advances. Russia says this does not represent a ceasefire. One U.S. official told the news organization Al Jazeera it predicts there wouldn't be a withdrawal, but likely just a redeployment of Russian troops, and it shouldn't be mistaken for an end to the conflict. Meanwhile, Canada's Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino says we are sending an RCMP team to aid the International Criminal Court investigation into war crimes in Ukraine. Mendicino said on Twitter today, it's vital that we hold those who are committing these atrocities responsible. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 109 points to 22,087. The Dow Jones is up 338 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.98 U.S. cents, up 9/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $104.98, down 98 cents a barrel. In sports, a big game for the Toronto Maple Leafs in the National Hockey League tonight. They visit the Boston Bruins at 7 this evening. The Leafs and Bruins are currently tied for third in the Atlantic Division. A loss tonight, and Toronto will drop into a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Elsewhere tonight, Montreal takes on the Florida Panthers. The Calgary Flames host the Colorado Avalanche, and the Ottawa Senators hit the ice in Nashville in their first game since the death of longtime owner Eugene Melnyk, who passed away yesterday from an undisclosed illness at the age of 62. 3 games in the Ontario Hockey League tonight, just one in the West. The Sioux Greyhounds visit the Saginaw Spirit. Next game for the Owen Sound Attack is on Friday at Guelph. In the NBA, it's an off night for the Toronto Raptors after yesterday's overtime win over the Boston Celtics. Tomorrow, the Raptors take on the Minnesota Timberwolves.